Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I'm going to do a little update on the React token. The reason why is because, I don't know, about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I did a video on called it the $100 React Challenge. And I wanted to teach people about blockchain investing properly so they didn't lose money. And I gave the example of React. Right now it's my largest position and it's down like 80%. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not worried. Now, did I think I was going to catch the tail end of that last altcoin pump and be able to profit from it? Absolutely. But the reason why I haven't sold, for two reasons. It's a very illiquid project, right? And but it is in a specific point in its own cryptocurrency cycle. And it's also part of the larger cryptocurrency cycle where it hasn't had a handful of events happen that all of your major coins have, like centralized listings, things like that. The entire market in crypto is down. You really can't find a project that's worth more than it was back in October, okay? And so I'm nibbling at that project. The only reason I'm doing this video, it's not to pump it. I'm not telling you should buy it. Back then I said, hey, if you got $100 and it won't break the bank and you wanna find a new project, this is one I'd put $100 at, right? Because it forces someone to start now reading, learning, following the project, following the team. And since then, they've only come out with more and more advancements, more and more news, all of that stuff. They've now since been listed on MEXC and KuCoin. But they haven't had their Coinbase event, their Binance event, their OKX event yet. Those will bring added liquidity and higher prices if they're done during the proper time in a cycle. If it happens tomorrow, I don't know if it'll really bring a lot. That's the truth. Now, what did I do? Down 80%, bought more. And I had these strategic points at which I bought more. And essentially, it was a halvening. Every time it dropped by 50%, I would inject some of my cash into it. Not going crazy. Also, buying it properly, because if you're on crypto.com and you're using the app, you pay 10% more just by using the app. You need to go get onto the exchange portion. Most people don't know this. This is why we have these courses about this. You know, there's a massive difference between buying crypto on Coinbase, any given coin on their app, as opposed to buying it on their advanced exchange because you're paying the real rate, the better rate. But people don't know that, and they just give up 10%. This is why people lose money all the time. Because they'll pay, you know, 10% higher, immediately go to the chart and go, oh my gosh, down 10%, I paid this much. It's because you actually just gave them money for being lazy. So the reason why I'm documenting this is because there are gonna be so many videos showing what happens to a project like this in the next bull run. And I don't think we're actually in crypto winter. I think we're on a small blip of a larger bull market run simply because of what's going on in the world with geopolitics and what's happening with you know, the US government's, you know, stalling of the all these different legislative things with crypto, because I believe the politicians are positioning themselves for this next move. You know, another thing is, when you hear someone on YouTube or X talking about a crypto token, make sure it's the right one. There's like five different Reacts. So just so you know, the React token I'm talking about is REACT, and it's got a little blue circle with a blue lightning bolt as its symbol. There's actually a handful of other ones that have done it. They're trying to copycat. And it's interesting because I'm excited to see what they do with their, they're just now getting validator nodes running, becoming more decentralized. They're coming close to the point where they're gonna stop with their hot, code changes. And they're going to have the ability, as more validators get on, to become, they're already moving into their inflation rate, right? Like every year, the token can go up anywhere 10, 5%, I'm blanking out on the schedule. But they're going into decentralized world, you know, and they're running all around the world, speaking at events alongside of the Ethereum Foundation and Vitalik, and they're making changes. Now, do I think this is going to skyrocket overnight? Nope. Can it if somebody does something stupid with a fat finger? Yes. Do not. It's an illiquid coin. But what I want to do is show people, like what we did with XCN for a month. I was talking about that project because they were doing stuff and they were in their specific cycle of their project. And it obviously, you know, absolutely crushed for like, what, 2.5 months, went up like 2,200%. And then it stalled out because they couldn't finish what they wanted to do fast enough, and people became bored. So I was like, hey, sell some here, sell some here. People didn't listen. They got greedy, and they didn't take profits at the proper times. Now, I'm in the accumulation phase on React, and I'm going to keep showing this, and none of this is financial advice. If you listen to some dork on YouTube like me, talking out in the snow or using cardboard notes, and you put all your faith in what I'm doing, I think you're a little nutball. So type one if you're nutball. But type two if you go, yeah, that's sound advice. Like, we shouldn't be putting all our money into whatever this dude's saying. I'm just doing it. It's my largest position right now. But yet, I'm still 80% in cash when it comes to my crypto portfolio. So now think about that. Now, obviously, it's because that React position went down a lot. But I'm just accumulating. So this is similar to what happened with Theta when I sold it at 95 cents and it ran up and everyone laughed. Now where's Theta? It's at like 18 cents, I think. Because the cycle changes. That's why you don't want to hold something forever. Unless you're holding Bitcoin, Ethereum, maybe Solana and XRP for long term, that's cool. Those are huge main nets. Those are like the backbone of the entire blockchain system. And I'm not saying that there's something that's going to go replace them someday. But the point is, you never want to hold one of these altcoins forever. You make money. You come in, you find where they are in the crypto cycle, the proper one, and then you sell at the proper time. That's how you make money. All right, with that being said, if you want to learn more about crypto cycles, I'll throw a link down below to that crypto cycle course. And then you can look at the crypto dashboard, you know, if you want. But this is the time when people should be not pushing all their money in, but layering in during this time. It's like a mini crypto winter. I think you're going to look back when the Clarity Act is passed and all of a sudden all this amazing news comes out, and you're going to see Bitcoin rip, Ethereum rip, and it's going to bring all those altcoins with it. Don't buy at the top. Don't even buy halfway at the top. You know, learn about the cycles and learn about the companies that are doing real things that are changing the world when it comes to cryptography, blockchain tech, and all that stuff. And then make your positions and you actually buy low. Most people won't do that. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.